you get the start that you want. How important was it for this team to actually get that first goal and kind of play with the lead for a change?
Well, I think it's super important to, you know, get rewarded for a good period. I mean, I think we came out well, and just like the other night, we came out well but didn't score on our chances. Tonight, we were able to, you know, capitalize, and we got a break on the end of the period, getting a goal. That's huge. We haven't had a lot of those lately, so it's nice to see.
Same time, when you get to the third period, you knew that Tampa was going to come after you. Do you like how your team did dig in at the end on the way?
You know, it was too many penalties, and they just took the flow right out of it. And then, you know, you get them going, and, you know, that was the negative of the game, really. But I love the fact that, you know, we dug in, you're right. Great goaltending performance, which is huge when we needed it, and especially in the third. It was a lot of good opportunities that they got, but I think the game was won by we came ready to play tonight, so that's good.
You mentioned James' performance, but Jacob Slavin has a big save. I don't think it'll show up on the stat sheet, but just his awareness and where he has the time and space to find a way to make these plays, how impressive is that?
Well, he's, you know, one of our best, obviously, and we had a lot of guys tonight. I said after the game, felt like, you know, everyone contributed in different ways, and, you know, we had a lot of shot blocks, a lot of guys just, you know, doing whatever they had to do to get the win, and, you know, obviously, you know, the goal that made the difference here tonight, but, you know, everyone contributed.
Two skilled teams, were you surprised that it got as chippy, as edgy as it did out there tonight?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, they got down 3-0, so they probably got a little bit of tongue lashing, and they got going, and then, you know, the emotions always get going when the game gets tight, and that's what happened.
What are you thinking on the bench when Reimer makes a kick save in the first?
In the first? Wow, it was a massive screw-up for that to happen to begin with, so that was what I was upset about. And then, you know, he just acrobatic. I mean, that was, you know, you got to do what you got to do to try to make a save. That looked a little bit old-school goaltending. It was good.
The power play got one in the first, and then
that was huge.
Killed the penalty and scored a goal. So special teams.
Especially when we're good. I mean, you know, our power play, I don't know, it ended probably 1-for-4, but we had about 3 that were 2 seconds.
Right.
So overall, the first one was good, obviously, to get us going. And then, you know, they got the best power play in the league, and I thought we did a nice job. I mean, the one they did get was we shot in our own net, really, went off our guys. So we did a nice job there. Yeah, that's probably the difference in the game, really.
Can you sense the Reimers playing with some confidence now, winning 3 straight?
He looked really good tonight, like solid. Like he was on it. There was a couple where, you know, you're going, oh no, it's going over to, you know, Stamkos, but he was right on it. You know, knew kind of ahead of it, which that's when you know a goalie's on it, when he's kind of already there when the shot's coming. So, you know, he was obviously the difference tonight.
When you're running a bench with 11 forwards and 7D, is it more of a challenge or does it become easier because you can kind of get a guy into a rotation if you want?
Well, it depends on how the game's going. It gets to be a little more tricky when there are all the penalties. Because now you got certain guys playing too much, and then you got to be, you know, be careful on how that, you know, shakes out. So when the game's less, you know, penalty filled, it's actually quite easy. But it gets trickier when we're in the box all night.
You've got a bunch of these games now. Is this one of the ones at the end of the night that kind of ages you a little bit more than other ones?
Not when you win. Not when you win.
Martin HS, lower body, is that a day-to-day thing?
I don't know. I'm hoping, but I think we'll find out more, you know, in the coming days.
Thanks, Rob.